Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Immortals by J.T. Ellison, performed by Joyce Bean. For Jill Thompson, Ti Amo Molto, and My Darling Randy. These 8 words the reed fulfill, and ye harm none, do what ye will. Doreen Valiente, the Wiccan Reed. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. Emily Dickinson, Because I Could Not Stop for Death. Third Quarter Moon, Samhain, Halloween. Chapter 1. Nashville, Tennessee, October 31st, 3:30 p.m. Taylor Jackson stood at attention, arms behind her back, her dress blues itching her wrists. She was feeling more than a bit embarrassed. She'd asked for this to be done without ceremony, just a simple, "Here you go, you're back in our good graces." But the chief was having nothing of it. He'd insisted she not only receive her lieutenant's badge again, but be decorated as well, in a very public ceremony. Her union rep was thrilled, and at her direction had dropped the lawsuit she'd been forced to file against the department when they demoted her without cause. Taylor was pleased as well. She'd been fighting to get reinstated, and she had to admit it was nice to put all of this behind her. But the pomp and circumstance was a bit much. It had been a long afternoon. Taylor felt like a show pony, was flushed with the overly exuberant praise of her career, her involvement in catching the conductor, a serial killer who'd killed